In July, we said the Raiders season had one real question wearing a quarterback controversy as a disguise. Not whether Kirk Cousins starts week one, he would, but when Fernando Mendoza takes over, because the rebuild's entire clock runs through the rookie's timeline. Everything else was scaffolding around that date. Camp just moved the date closer. Kubiak opened camp with maximum clarity. When we go out to practice tomorrow, Kirk Cousins is the starting quarterback. He's the guy, and he's going to get a ton of reps. But I want Fernando, and I want Aiden to push him, per Fox 5 Vegas's report from the opening presser, along with a rep plan explicit enough to quote, "There's going to be times where it moves. We'll get the second guy with the ones." 10 days later, the plan executed. Ryan McFadden's ESPN camp file headlined Mendoza taking his first reps with the starters, and the team's own August 8th notebook was titled for his increased workload. And Kubiak, asked Friday whether he's committed to Cousins for week one regardless, went further than a coach protecting a veteran needs to. "I mean this honestly, I'm not married to any position. There's gotta be competition everywhere, and we'll sit here and let the tape reveal itself. We have three NFL-ready quarterbacks." None of this makes the rookie the starter in September, and the sober read, Raiders on SIs and ours, is that barring Mendoza blowing the door off, Cousins opens the season. But a first-team debut in week two of camp, plus a head coach publicly refusing to guarantee the bridge, is exactly what an accelerating timeline looks like from the outside. The practice file behind the reps supports the acceleration without inflating it. Mendoza's Saturday takeaway from the team's own coverage was pocket presence. His midweek sessions were solid, as he digests Clint Kubiak's system, and his own framing has the right rookie shape. "Now in training camp, I truly feel like a member of the team rather than a new rookie on the scene," crediting a summer spent in the playbook. Kubiak's minicamp review: he's gotten a ton better, putting the work in, has aged into first-team snaps. Cousins, meanwhile, has been precisely the professional floor he was signed to be. Big throws in the early practices, including a sideline strike to Brock Bowers while escaping Max Crosby's pressure, and a comfort level he attributes to his prior years with Kubiak and coordinator Andrew Giannakko. A bridge that plays well enough to hold the job is a feature of this plan, not a bug. The July preview's whole point was that the franchise wins either way, as long as the answer about Mendoza arrives by January. Around the quarterback room, camp has been the young roster announcing itself. Ashton Jeanty, turning on the Jets, led the team's Saturday takeaways. A rookie cornerback co-headlined practice 7 with the two quarterbacks, fruit of an offseason that spent 4 picks and an all-pro acquisition on the secondary. Practice 8 produced 2 interceptions and a safety in what the team called its most intense session. And Crosby remains the daily standard the offense measures against. The retooled linebacker room and open kicker and long snapper competitions round out a camp with more genuine position battles than any contenders, which is what a 5-win roster in year one of a new staff should look like. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. We wrote that the season's product was information about Mendoza, with Cousins as the delivery mechanism, and camp is producing the information ahead of the conservative schedule. Real first-team exposure before the first preseason game, a coaching staff structurally unwilling to foreclose the competition, and a rookie whose reviews are steady rather than breathless. 4 to 6 wins remains the range. The date that matters, Mendoza's first start, moved from sometime after the bye, probably, toward whenever the tape says so. What would change it? How the first-team reps split next week ahead of the preseason opener, and Mendoza's first live game action, the single most informative film of the Raiders' August. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFLverse.